everybody. Welcome back to the Tipsy Ghost. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, got a question.
Okay, getting ready to it.
I am ready for it.
Let the games begin.
If you had to swap your legs with the legs of any other animal, which animal would you choose?
Horse.
You answered so fast. Have you thought about this?
Why?
You have thought about this and I am concerned.
They're so fast and majestic. I wouldn't be that.
So just your back legs are going to be horse legs.
She wants to be a centaur.
I have to use my arms and squat real low to use my human arms and my horse legs in the back.
She just said trade your legs, not your arms.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're a centaur.
Still doing it.
I guess. With all the commitment in the world.
She was like ready for that.
Couldn't even finish horse.
I was going to be like, why are we getting so many of these would you rather questions? And Sarah was ready. She was here.
I was going to say tiger, but now that sounds not as...
Ooh, you can have some striped legs.
Yeah.
Some stripy stripes.
I want some stripes. I want some strength.
Are you going to eat me?
Prefer to not.
Am I lower on the food chain?
Technically, yeah.
Damn it.
I literally only my legs.
Tigers and horses are not in the same area.
I might be in a zoo, Lindsay.
Okay. Well, have you seen a horse at a zoo? Because I have not.
Zebras. They're like striped horses.
Okay.
Striped horse.
She didn't say zebra. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Pick an animal.
Can't pick anything.
Do you like animals' legs?
Flamingo. She's got flamingo legs.
Ostrich, so I can run fast.
Okay.
Don't give me flamingo legs. I'm just going to stand there on one leg.
But your knees bend backwards. That's fun.
They're so thin.
I'll outrun all of you with my ostrich legs.
I don't think you can outrun me as a tiger, but okay. What's something you're kind of snobby about?
Like if I was a horse?
No.
That's a Sarah.
As your current self.
Like as a horse.
Hey, absolutely.
Hey versus alfalfa.
I don't like people riding on me. It really makes me mad. Okay, like as human Sarah. I'm kind of picky about my bottled water.
Tell Lindsay, because Lindsay argues with me all the time that water tastes like water.
Water tastes like water.
It is false.
I will buy the cheapest water bottle at the gas station.
I will fight you to the death.
And she buys like Evian, and I'm like, what is wrong with
you? I do too. I buy Smart Water.
Listen, I hate Evian. It does not taste great.
It tastes the same. Water has no taste. That is the point of water.
Remember how I told you I drank from the Fountain of Youth? That is what some bottled water tastes like. Dank. Caves. It tastes like a cave.
Listen, okay, the next time we're together, it's my turn to talk. Next time we're together, I'm going to buy 10 bottles of water, line them all up, and you're going to sit there and tell me that it does not taste different.
I would love to because, listen, some tap water, yes, can taste different. Well water can taste different. That I understand. Bottled water tastes like bottled water.
Absolutely not.
It doesn't. Dasani tastes like trash. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Water is
drink
water.
I drink it if I have to.
No. Oh my gosh.
It does not taste the same.
Apparently, okay, you are definitely snobby about water, both
of you. That
is
what I am passionate about.
You know what
about?
The worst one is? Is like that essence water. Yeah. God, that stuff is...
All right, so I think we've figured ours out. What are you snobby about? Camping.
I mean, I was going to say like sleeping conditions. Like I have to have the perfect conditions to be able to sleep. I have to have a fan.
God, that's for sure.
I have to have a fan. I have to have like... a certain amount of pillows. I have to have a blanket that I can like snuggle with that I'm not using to cover myself with. Like it's very specific.
And sometimes when you're at Belvoir, you just leave anyway.
Yeah. Because
if the conditions are perfect,
if the conditions are perfect,
the perfect bed mate.
How many times have I shared a bed with you? So many times on an air mattress. First off, I think that's just because I'm lifetime of insomnia. Like, I have to have the perfect conditions to sleep.
Fine.
You can't even get on to me for that. Miss, my house is 60 degrees because it's sleeping weather.
First of all, it's 68 degrees. And currently, it's 72 because I wanted you guys to be comfortable.
It feels a lot more comfortable.
And you're welcome.
It feels a lot more comfortable. And I beg to differ that down here to 68 degrees.
Okay. Final question.
Okay.
If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called?
Oh, gosh.
I vote nut juice.
Peanut juice. Wait, did you both say juice?
Yes.
Mine said, was nut juice.
And I said peanut juice.
Okay, it's not liquidy enough for that.
Ooh.
I'd say I can't use peanut either.
You can use whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's made of peanuts, so that's fine.
Okay, so I'd say like peanut spread or something, like spread.
Mm. Yeah, you would.
You said juice. You said nut juice. Get out of here.
I said peanut juice.
We're talking about a paranormal thing today.
Paranormal. It's, I love a good paranormal.
Paranormal episode.
Paranormal. I'm so sorry. I was looking at her.
I know.
Do it again.
Okay. I'm going to do a paranormal episode.
Paranormal. I'm getting really good at the bass. I'm all about that bass.
About that bass. No trouble.
Wilson was the squeaker.
Yeah.
Paranormal.
Just to throw you guys off.
She's throwing in the vibrato. I love it.
It's. If you say it's vibrato one more time.
There was not an ounce of vibrato in that.
Handle it.
What's our spooky story like?
Oh, yeah.
Spooky. What's it going to be about? I want to tell you guys about haunted Mount Vernon.
Okay.
In Washington?
George Washington?
It is in Virginia, but it's about George Washington.
In Virginia about Washington is, yeah, what I meant to say.
Yeah. One of the OG Georges. Actually, he's not one of the OG Georges. There's a lot of Georges.
Lots of King Georges, yeah. But I mean OG for like the USA.
He's OG for US.
He's the OG George for the US of A.
Like the OG.
Some might call him a founding father.
Some might call him the first president.
So I'm not going to do like a full history on Mount Vernon because...
Wait, I've been there. I've been there.
It took you this long to realize that you've been there.
Yes. You know what triggered my memory? Wooden teeth. He has wooden teeth.
He does have wooden teeth.
He does not have wooden teeth.
He did.
He did not.
They're in a display.
They're not made of wood.
Are we already arguing about George Washington's teeth?
No, I remember them saying they weren't made of wood, but there are some teeth that look wooden.
They do, because they're made of like ivory and like different tusks and different
like stones. From elephants?
Yeah, and like rhinoceros thigh.
Rhinoceri?
Hippos. Yeah.
George. Can we agree to disagree on the teeth?
There they are.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Read it. What does it say?
Girl, I cannot. Okay, I can't see it. Dentures.
Yep.
Although he brushed his teeth regularly.
Sure he did.
By the time he took the oath of office as president at age 57, he was wearing full dentures. Contrary to popular myth, Washington's false teeth were not made of wood, but human and cow teeth.
Ew. What? Cow teeth?
As well as ivory.
I'm not going to do a full history on Mount Vernon. If you're not familiar, you can either ask Sarah or just know that it's a former plantation estate of President George Washington. It's got a lot of history. I recommend looking into it. Some's not so great. Some's okay. But ultimately, Mount Vernon is his childhood home, where he died and where he is entombed. It's in Virginia, overlooks the Potomac, and at one point he had about 8,000 acres. After his death, though, the land and buildings passed hands several times until it was bought by the Ladies of Mount Vernon Association.
Oh, just the ladies. I love it.
Today, the estate is about 500 acres, includes a mansion, the gardens, tombs, a working farm, a functioning distillery, a museum, and an education center, all of which Sarah's been to.
Is Martha entombed there as well?
Martha is.
She is.
Okay. Yes.
As well as a couple of family members.
Okay, gotcha.
I think they said his cousins. Sorry, keep interrupting.
You're fine. You're very passionate.
I really like Mount Vernon and George Washington and history.
She likes presidents.
Some,
yes. A few.
Turns out Mount Vernon is haunted.
You know, I wish I would have known that.
Let me tell you a few stories of the supernatural activity that has been reported over the years.
Okay.
I can't wait.
So initially, the Ladies of Mount Vernon, Ladies Association, would sleep in the mansion. One of the many rooms they slept in was Washington's bedroom, where his original four-poster bed remained. Many people tried to spend the night in that room, but only a few were actually able to sleep. Several were positive that Washington's ghost was present in the room, as they could feel the nearness of a strange and brooding specter. In 1890, the New York World newspaper published an article about Mount Vernon ghosts. One lady and her friend stayed the night in his bedroom. They were woken up because their candle was flickering, and then it suddenly went out. At the same time, they heard a noise.
Ooh.
So they got up, got dressed, and sat terrified in the dark until it became morning. At one time that they were sure that they were distinctly had heard the sound of like a sword clank in the corner of a room. But they never went to sleep again in that night. Maybe the next day. Never slept again.
Dun, dun, dun.
In the 1980s, an employee was stationed in the central passage, which is basically the entryway to the home, when she saw the figure of an unidentified woman on the stairs dressed in 18th century clothing. The figure was carrying a large punch bowl filled with a flower arrangement. The figure disappeared once it reached the bottom of the staircase.
So maybe like a maid?
Maybe. Probably not George.
George carrying his own punch bowl.
Of flowers. Again in the central passage, on a crowded day, an employee thought she heard someone in the room behind her. She thought it might have been a visitor that snuck under the rope barrier, so she entered the room to shoo them out. This is where she saw an older gentleman with a large mustache.
Ooh, you don't say.
Dressed in 19th or 20th century clothing, sleeves rolled, secured with garters. So the whole nine. He looked at her and yelled, "What the hell is going on here?"
That is not 19th century appropriate language, sir.
Referencing the noisy crowds.
Also, that would have been after George, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
The employee said she would quiet the people down in the hallway, and then the man disappeared. And the man was later identified as Colonel Harrison Howell Dodge, who was Mount Vernon's director for about 50 years before he died in the 1930s.
Oh, Harry.
Harry Dodge.
Harry was grouchy.
What the hell's going on in here? This is supposed to be quiet. Keep on quiet.
Not surprisingly, we're back in the central passage where an employee felt something brush past her coming out of the little parlor. She looked down and saw feet and the bottoms of a skirt of a young girl dressed in 18th century clothing running across the passage.
Okay. Lots of like century related what I'm trying to say. Time sensitive.
What?
Period.
What are you saying?
Did you period say, clothes?
Like apparitions that are very dressed according to their... Shut up.
Like when they died?
I could help you, but choose not to.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Old timey clothes. They're very period central. I don't know. Continue. This is stupid.
The next account is reported to have happened several times over the years. An alarm would go off in the stable. Then, in about the time it would take to unsaddle and put up a horse and walk from the stable to the mansion, which is very specific, an alarm would go off in Washington's bedroom. So guards were sent out and consistently found nothing. So the presumption is that it was Washington, his spirit, coming home, putting up his little horse, who Sarah's legs belong to, and going...
Part of my soul.
When you say alarm, are you talking like a security alarm? Or
Yeah.
Okay. Like a motion sensor, I'm assuming.
Sure. Yep.
Okay. I'm just like an alarm. Okay.
So they thought he was putting up his Sarah horse and going to his bedroom.
He was putting Sarah up.
Putting in my stable. Time to go to sleep.
Because she's very judgy about her hay.
Her horse
only
legs.
The best for me. Just my legs.
Hay and bottled water.
I need a bed for my upper half so I can lay.
Lay in the hay.
Lay in the hay.
Next. A security officer was locking up. After the house had been cleared, he locked himself in to do a final sweep and to make sure the alarms were in the right position. Whatever the alarms are. Still TBD.
On? Off? We'll never know.
I'm assuming motion sensor. I mean, I don't know what else.
They're just in the right position, okay?
Okay. The alarms are locked and loaded.
You're right. Moving on.
So when he got to the study, he heard a heavy set of keys being walked across the floor in Washington's bedroom just above him. Oh. Apparently, Washington was known to carry a heavy set of keys, and they would always be heard as he walked across the house.
That makes sense.
What? It's a heavy set of keys. It's obviously Washington.
A key for every door.
Another employee said she was checking and locking the mansion after letting the last of the other employees out the door. She walked up the back stairs, past Washington's bedroom, and into the yellow room, where she felt the pressure of hands on the back of her shoulders, giving her a push.
Ew.
Oh.
She turned to look, and no one was there. She said it happened several times, but only whenever she came up alone. So she came up with other employees, it didn't happen, but whenever she would come up alone, she would be kind of pushed.
That's a bummer.
Next. An employee was at Washington's tomb before any of the guests had arrived for the day, and she saw what she calls an ectoplasm in the corner of the tomb.
Like in Ghostbusters?
I was going to say, hold please, what is an ectoplasm? Like slime?
Maybe you're like a Slimer. Ball of light or a ball of substance.
Okay.
Okay.
She said it moved around, becoming a blur, and she was able to get pictures of it and like a blur, but also a streak of light. And so as soon as she heard voices of the guests coming down the hill towards the tomb, the ectoplasm disappeared. She said, though, that the same thing happened on three different occasions. Next, in the education center, an employee gathered her things to go home. She turned and saw a female figure standing in the door of her office, dressed in clothing from the Civil War period, but all gray. So, like, her body was gray and her clothes were gray.
Like, she was in grayscale, like black and white.
She was, yes, black and white. And she just stood there staring at her with a stern look on her face, like, disappointed.
Sarah would not like it if a ghost looked
at her disappointed. I wish I knew what she was thinking at that moment.
Are you mad at me? Are you disappointed in me?
But then she vanished. So the employee continued to hear cabinet doors opening and closing, even though the room was empty. And she believes it's the ghost of Anne Pamela Cunningham, who is the founder of the Mount Vernon Ladies Association.
Oh, okay. The very own. So like the association that bought the place.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
A couple more. One night, a couple of security officers were driving. I like to imagine them in a golf cart, but could be a car.
Yeah. Let's say golf cart to be fun. Okay. I'm there.
What made you think golf cart?
Well, because it's more fun when I tell you the story.
Okay.
So they were driving around the grounds in their little golf cart when they saw a little girl on the path in front of them. And they stopped. And then suddenly, the little girl was right next to them.
Ooh.
So they made a quick U-turn and drove away as fast as they could. Why? So it's funny for two reasons. One, because like if it was a little girl next to them, then they're exposed in the golf cart. It's funny also because driving away quickly in a golf cart is just comical.
Because you can't drive very fast.
Right. Did they know it was a spirit right away? Because they saw a little girl and they drove away from her at night?
Well, yeah, I assume because like she was in front of them and all of a sudden she was next to them.
They got spooked.
Okay. They're probably like, this is not any little girl would be weird. Know. Right?
You know, now that I think about it, though, I don't remember seeing cars drive back there.
Mm.
Like there's just a circle drive in the front where they drop you off.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it is golf carts back there.
I love that. Let's nailed do it. It.
Finally, a returning employee. So she had been employed there, left, came back several times. She heard stories from the year prior when she wasn't there about strange sounds coming from the third floor, accompanied by a specifically 20-degree temperature drop.
Ooh, that's a big temperature drop.
This person did what any smart person would do, and they waited until December 14th, which is the anniversary of Washington's death, and they went up to the third floor to wait for something to happen, but nothing happened. But the next night, they were persistent. They went up again, looked into one of the bedrooms, and noticed an electric candle was on. Even though it wasn't on the night before, and the third floor isn't open to the public, or it wasn't at that time, so there wouldn't have been any reason to have it on. So then they realized that Washington died on the 14th, but the next day is when Martha Washington shut up their shared bedroom and moved to a different bedroom. So maybe she's still marking that sad day with a little candle.
No. Poor Martha.
Her bedroom by herself was tiny. It was like just like a little, you walk in and there's one little bed.
That's really
it was like
sad.
A closet size.
I'd like to feel sad, but the details behind this plantation estate are
there's a lot going on there.
Very disappointing to me. So anyway, that's Haunted Mount Vernon.
Wow.
Maybe George's ghost is present there.
George was a slave owner, right?
Yep.
And so there is, next to the tomb, there is a burial site that they're continuing to find human remains of slaves. Mm-hmm. And it's a very cool place to go out to because they are, I know that sounds crazy, but like, I'm so glad that they're putting in effort and time into this because they're marking all the different places that they're excavating and digging things up. I mean, I just think that that's really cool that they're continuing to find it. Of course, that's a terrible thing that went on, happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that they're putting the time into
the effort into, you know, giving fighting. These people a proper burial.
Yeah.
Burial.
Not the burly.
Yeah.
Burl.
I was shocked to see how big this place was.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's like 500 acres and it's so spread out.
Right.
There's like different things sectioned everywhere. Didn't they offer like a tram or some kind of a service to shuttle around?
We walked the whole thing, but I'm sure they did. It was hot as balls. We walked like 20,000 steps that day trying to get from everywhere on this this whole estate. Because like you mentioned, there's just several buildings there and you want to go in every single one while you're there. Of course, then you go down by the Potomac and down by the burial sites and then everything's so spread out. But it was very cool.
Yeah.
I can't remember them telling us that it was haunted. I seriously doubt that they did.
So it's on their time. I got all of this information from mountvernon.org.
Really?
Maybe .com. I don't know. I think it's .org though. And that's where every single one of these stories came from.
Thanks so much, Boydston, for your spooky episode about Mount Vernon.
And you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're also welcome.
Thank you.
You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We will catch you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.